From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. House lawmakers have passed a sweeping financial overhaul bill aimed at curbing abusive consumer credit practices and preventing the kind of colossal meltdown that had taxpayers bailing out Wall Street last year. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The legislation passed on a vote of 223 to 202 with solid Republican opposition. Jeb Hensarling of Texas.
At a time where the economic policies of this Congress, of this administration, have produced the highest unemployment rate in a generation, they propose legislation that will make credit more expensive, less available, and crush jobs.
The bill proposes the creation of a consumer financial protection agency that would write and enforce rules for mortgages and credit cards, but no longer covers private student loans or auto dealers. And moderate Democrats lobbied for a provision preventing states from freely imposing tougher consumer credit rules. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration's so-called pay czar has moved to limit the money paid out to executives at companies that got the largest taxpayer-financed bailouts. Treasury pay czar Kenneth Feinberg says top executives will get no more than $500,000 in cash compensation. The restrictions affect four companies: Citigroup, AIG, GM, and its financing arm, GMAC. In October, Feinberg slashed the pay packages of the company's top 25 executives. The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show people are beginning to spend again. Retail sales rose by a better-than-expected 1.3% last month, the second straight monthly gain. And businesses slightly increased their inventories in October, something economists did not expect after falling for 13 straight months. The government says businesses upped their inventories 0.2%, while total business sales rose 1.1%. The hope is that steadily rising sales will convince businesses to restock shelves. Nearly 100 people stranded on the New York State Thruway have been rescued after getting stuck in heavy blowing snow overnight. From member station WNET in Buffalo, Chris Kaya has this report.
Rescuers use snowmobiles and ATVs to free some of the motorists caught overnight in blizzard-like conditions off of Lake Erie. 40-mile-an-hour winds over the warm lake have produced snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour. State Police Captain Michael Negrelli says Interstate 90 has been shut down since 1:30 this morning. Negrelli says some of the stuck cars have been turned around to escape the storm.
We are in the process of clearing traffic, removing vehicles from the roadway, getting the snow plows through there so they can clear snow. There's more than a couple feet of snow in some areas.
No medical emergencies have been reported. Negrelli's advising motorists to delay their westbound trips on the thruway. A lake effect snow warning remains posted for the area through Saturday morning. For NPR News, I'm Chris Kaya in Buffalo.
The Dow's up 66. This is NPR. House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer says Congress is going to have to approve at least $1.8 trillion in additional federal borrowing next year if it wants to avoid defaulting on the U.S. debt. The Maryland congressman says an increase in the debt limit has to be somewhere around $1.8 to $1.9 trillion to allow the government to borrow enough money to keep operating through the end of next year. Democrats are trying to pass an increase in the debt before the end of this year. Gene Barry, the debonair Hollywood actor who starred as the Western dandy Bat Masterson on TV in the 1950s, has died. NPR's Bob Mondello has this remembrance.
Clothes may not make the man, but Gene Barry knew they could make a character. He wasn't even interested in the role of Bat Masterson until he learned that in real life, the gunslinger had a gold-tipped cane and a bowler.
Now you pick up my derby hat, brush it off, and bring it right here to me.
That role fit him so well that he was asked to essentially repeat it when starring in Burke's Law and other TV shows, but he was more versatile than his TV career suggests, persuasive whether evading movie aliens in War of the Worlds or singing on Broadway in La Cage aux Folles.
Look over there, somebody loves you more.
Ever dapper, actor Gene Barry died Wednesday in Los Angeles. He was 90. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
South Carolina First Lady Jenny Sanford is filing for divorce. The announcement comes after Governor Mark Sanford publicly admitted to an affair with an Argentine woman last summer, shortly after Sanford's family and staff said they did not know his whereabouts. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.